with you, and I'm here with Steve Marks, our producer, and the very welcome guest, Dr. Rich O'Neill, psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill, who we always like to have come and join us, especially when we have questions about parenting. And I don't know about you, but lately I've been thinking a lot about how we get our kids to develop that kind of inner compass, for want of a better word, how they can learn to rely on themselves for regulating, for comforting themselves, for disciplining, being self-disciplined, all of that. How do we get there?
Well, psychologists, we refer to this as the ability to self-regulate. So to how do we manage our own emotional state and plan so we can have a successful life? And there's been a lot of research done in this area. Basically, what we find is that your parenting style has a great deal to do with that, as well as what goes on in the classroom, the kind of environment in the classroom. There are three things that are really important for a child developing the ability to manage their own emotional state so they don't have to rely on things outside of them, like alcohol, drugs, compulsive spending, being overly reliant on other people to direct them, not having a sense of self. And those are a warm, positive parenting style, a organization in the home, a sense of, okay, here's our goals, how are we going to meet them? The parents are organized, they're focused. And the last one is predictability, so that there are predictable, consistent boundaries for the child to live in, bump up against, practice trying to manage what I want versus what fits into the world around, because that's one of the key things. One of the key things is here's what I want in my life, right? You ever watch those two-year-olds, you know? Here's what I want.
Right.
And then what we have to do is we have to learn, well, wait a minute, that doesn't work in the world, you know? What I want is part of it. But then we have to fit into the socially appropriate boundaries. And that is a major struggle for all human beings. So in order to learn how to do that, if you have consistent boundaries, consistent, predictable, explicit boundaries in the family, so the child can know, oh, here's the way things work here. Now, I may not want to do that, but in order to go along, fit well in the family, I have to bend my own will.
What's interesting, though, to me is this also the first thing you mentioned, which is the kind and warm and compassionate relationship that needs to be underpinning that. Because I know recently I read or heard an interview about this guy who's this Chinese fellow, the Tiger Dad now, who's, you know, on a talk show circuit talking about how he beat his kids into Peking University by having thousands of rules and regulations that they had to bump up against, but clearly it was not a loving,
very constrictive boundaries. I mean,
unbelievably harsh
boundaries.
Well, the data is exactly the opposite. That may sell books, like the Tiger Mom books were a bestseller. It may sell books. It may be very dramatic, and probably because it's counter to what we know in our heart. And we know in our heart you cannot be cold and controlling and nasty to children and have them love you and have them thrive. Not only do we know it in our hearts, but that's what the research shows. So, you know, one person might have that belief and get on the, you know, radio or the talk show or whatever and say that, but it simply isn't true. Those three factors I mentioned before, warm, positive parenting, attuned parenting to the child's needs, organization and predictability are the things that predict the ability to self-regulate and to have a successful life. And actually, Linda, if you beat your children, the child's IQ actually goes down.
Wow.
There's research about that. Kids' brains suffer if you beat your child. It disorganizes the brain, and they're not able to function as well as they would if you, you know, did discipline, because discipline doesn't mean beat your kid. Spare the rod doesn't mean hit your kid. It means teach the kid the rules of the road.
Right.
That's what the rod actually was, a set of rules about how to live. over-controlling parenting like this person was talking about is a disaster, because then the child doesn't learn to regulate themselves.
It sounds like there's a balance that's needed, and the problems come in when it's way overdone, or there are no boundaries, there are no rules, and it's completely underdone.
Yes, yeah. There's a wonderful study that was done in the 80s and followed up by much research in the meantime called the Double TV Study, where they had moms and babies, little babies, like I think it was about 6 months old, in separate rooms with a TV focused on mom's face, TV focused on baby's face, and a monitor. So the baby would watch mom's face on the monitor, and the mom would watch baby's face on the monitor. And they would talk to each other, you know, coo would et cetera, back and forth. While they were in real time watching each other and responding to each other, everybody was fine. The baby was wired up for what we call galvanic skin response, measure of distress, right, and heart rate. And but then what the researchers did was they put a time lag between the baby's face and mom's face, and so they weren't responding to each other in real time. Immediately, the baby gets upset, and of course, mom gets upset
right.
as well. But that shows you how finely attuned you have to be sensitive to the child. You have to pay attention and be responsive. Beating your child is not responsive. That is beating your child and trying to impose your will rather than working
right.
together. And you got to work together to be successful in life.
And if you do that, then you really think that the child grows up with a sense of ability to care for themselves, self-soothe,
yes.
and show themselves that same compassion.
Yes, they do. They develop what we call internalized object, and then you have that capacity, and you can do that with other people,
you
not
know,
just your
it's
parents.
A great message, especially for the holiday season. Peace, love,
yes.
and compassion. So
yeah.
thanks so much for
thanks
coming
for,
in.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Delighted to be here.